Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is, it's today. It is today, yes. As opposed to yesterday and tomorrow. It's Monday, the 11th of October, and there are a lot of things to talk about today, as usual. A lot of things going on in the world. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, the trending items, what today is called, what it's all about, what do we celebrate today, because a lot of businesses are closed, although fewer and fewer are. There's an irrelevancy to the day and yet a relevancy. And I want to sort of dig into it a little bit because I want it to be more than my usual rant about what a waste of time and actually how offensive it is to have this be Columbus Day. And that's not because I want to have what some people call Indigenous Peoples Day. It's world, I guess that what I really want to talk about as we get started is the James Bond movie. I think that the producers have created a, and this is spoiler or not spoiler, there have been enough people, millions and millions and millions of people who saw this movie over the weekend.
And but I don't give away the ending, please, because I haven't seen it yet, and I really want to, and my family saw it this weekend.
I'm gonna
don't give away the ending.
I'm going to discuss the ending. I won't give it away, but I'm going to discuss
it. It's really early for people to do that.
The circumstance that they find themselves, I think the producers have dug a huge, huge hole for themselves, and I'm not sure how they're going to get themselves out of it, frankly, because of the ending. It's a typical James Bond story, and the love interest sort of is, it's confusing. Now, let's put it that way. That was part of it, but I thought it was kind of sweet in a way. But as far as the good guy and the bad guy, Rami Malek is the bad guy, and he plays it, the setup of the movie where it goes all typical James Bond stuff. So as not to, and I wonder, maybe that's a question that we can ask in our social media sections, Jay, as to whether or not people were satisfied with the ending of this movie and where they think it will go. Because I think, as I said, it's very, very difficult for me to imagine how they're going to recoup, if you will, in terms of the identity of James Bond because of the end of the movie. I found it very unsatisfying. At the end, I was one of the few people that stayed. Jack Stockwell actually spoiled it for me. He went to see the movie on Friday night, and he asked me if I was going to see it Friday. I said, I will if I can. And so he thought that I had gone, and so he sent me a rather lengthy review of it with, the people who died in it and the circumstances and that sort of thing. And it just, he felt the same sort of as I did.
I saw a lot of people on social media pointed, like, with disappointment after they got. Like, a lot of people just were like, not a good James Bond movie. I don't know why that is. I've heard some people say that they were kind of tripping over themselves to make it extra, like, woke, maybe, more so than other James Bond
movies. What does that mean? People keep using that term. That's kind of like Indigenous Peoples Day. What does that mean? Woke.
Well, Indigenous People Day is pretty easy.
Yeah.
No, Indigenous people.
Well, I don't think it's appropriate either. But what does woke mean?
Woke is like when you are extra sensitive to being political. To put it in your terms, okay, so in terms that you'll understand, being extra aware of being politically correct, almost to the point where you're kind of like tripping all over yourself. That's the best way to describe it to you. There are other definitions that are like probably
well, the
more
basic definition
apropos.
The basic definition is if you're woke, it means you're alert to injustice and especially racism. That's pretty much it.
They have a woman who I wasn't going to refer to her as a black woman because I don't think it's appropriate.
Moneypenny?
But she is. No. There's a new 007 identified as a black woman who is in the movie who was terrible. She's not a good actress. She had no emotion. She had nothing going for. And that was one of the things I think that disappointed the people that I talked to, as to whether or not they expected, because Craig has made it clear that he's not going to make any more James Bond movies. So the speculation has been on this person, that person, and the black, but not Moneypenny. This is somebody new they introduced into, and she's obviously an athlete, but she, I don't know who she is. I never saw her before, and she was terrible. In my estimation, doesn't carry the bucket at all. And so it just, it was moderately confusing. And it wasn't a bad James Bond story. It was just that there was, if that's what the reference was, Jennifer, to being woke, the black woman who's 007.
I don't know, because I haven't seen it. I've just seen a lot of people talking about it online.
Right. And I think that's, I imagine, Jay, you have a lot of people that have, we address that in our social media on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, same sort of thing.
Just ask the question, DJ V Show on Facebook and Twitter.
All right. So anyway, I don't want to belabor it, but I think my observation is that they have dug a huge hole for themselves, and I'm not sure they're going to have to, even no matter how they address it in the next James Bond movie, which is now in pre-production already, they're working on, and they haven't announced who James Bond is going to be because they wanted to see what the reaction was to, you know, the presentation, the way they presented it here. And so
clearly they must have, like, killed off Daniel Craig, and you think they're primed to make James Bond a black woman. Am I getting to this?
No, the controversy was, I mean, this is, to me, the least surprising part is that James Bond going into this movie is not on active duty. So these are like robots, so a new James Bond gets plugged in. So it has nothing to do with who the actor is.
A new 007.
Kind of
they don't call him James Bond. They just call her
007. Yeah, it's a new 007. Right. Yeah. And so then she gets taken out of active duty or whatever, and then Daniel Craig is back as 007, and then now if he's dead, then a new 007 gets assigned. It's really not, it's not a hole, so I don't know. I think it's pretty easy. I think they've put a period at the end of the sentence to make sure no one thinks Daniel Craig will ever come back.
But James Bond, the succession from Sean Connery to Roger Moore to Pierce Brosnan to Daniel Craig and the other guy that was in there someplace, George Lazenby, they were all named James Bond, and they were all 007. So if you kill off the movie, the series is not called 007. The series is James Bond. We refer to the movie as James Bond. It's another James Bond movie. It's not a 007 movie. So that doesn't, it may be that's what you think will happen, and if that's what they think, that's not what I think the series is about. When I see another movie that had another 007 in it, yeah, probably. But I will tell you, I found this particular experience the least satisfying of any James Bond movie that I've ever seen, and I've seen them all, and probably I've seen them more than once, all of them. Just didn't seem to make a lot of sense. They're a lot smarter producers than am I, because they've literally made billions and billions and billions of dollars with this franchise since 1962. For me, it was not the way to go. So, having said that, today, as we were talking a minute ago, Indigenous Peoples Day, I don't even know what to do with that. I would like to think that this is back to maybe being woke, the whole business of what's politically correct. What's politically correct is to acknowledge the people who were here when Columbus came to screw things up. And whether that we use the word indigenous, that's another one of these words that probably it's a generational thing. For me, it is meaningless. I understand what the word means, but I don't think it encapsulates enough of the right people. The whole thing has become a jumble mess because people are trying to put a round peg into a square hole. And I don't have a solution for it, except I don't. The Columbus was a no-good SOB, and how this has gone on as long as it has remains to be seen. And nobody seems to be taking the bull by the horn here, although there are those who say this is Indigenous Peoples Day. Okay, there's no official acknowledgement of that anywhere that I know of. that pushes Columbus Day out.
Didn't Biden sign something over the weekend that to make it? There was, I thought there was some sort of proclamation with Indigenous Peoples Day. It's 14 U.S. states already have it, and, yeah, and then plus the District of Columbia. So, you know, it's, I don't know. It's clearly it's gaining momentum. This started in 1977. This push to change it to Indigenous Peoples Day. Do you have a problem with the word Indigenous? Like, what's
yes.
the why? That's what they call themselves, though. That's what they want to be called.
I don't. Who says that's what they want to be called?
That's what all of the. That's what Native Americans and tribes. That's what they've been pushing for. It's you can look that up. That's very obvious that they. That's what they want to be called, and that's their celebrations today. About their, you know, each tribe does.
What does it
different.
Mean though to a, to somebody coming along? The there's maybe it's the it's a cumbersome word that doesn't really that doesn't say for everybody. What, anyway, maybe it's kind of like these references that you see when you're, let's say you're on a Zoom call and somebody's name is there and next to it is in parentheses, he, him, she, her. I don't even know what that is supposed to, I'm sure it's appropriate and it's the word of the day or whatever.
A lot of people
but
do that now with their pronouns. It
why?
Apparently, it's to make other, it's so that there's no confusion and then it apparently makes it easier for people who have different pronouns so everybody knows what the appropriate polite thing is to call someone.
Because people have, kind of like truth is just kind of like gone. And so it's basically you get to identify however you want now, Doug.
It's kind of exasperating. I know one thing about today.
Or it's if someone who, you know, people who are all about freedoms and liberties, it's actually the freest you can be.
That's why they get to do it. And that's why they get to do it.
Yeah, you know? So I don't really understand any knocks on it because it's really not harming anyone.
Because it used to be very straightforward, and now it's like, it's just,
I can tell by looking at somebody whether they're, well, maybe I can't anymore, whether they're man or woman.
Right.
I can tell by looking at you guys that you're women, and I can tell by looking at me, I'm a guy, and so,
but that's sex. This is gender. It's different.
How is it different?
Because gender is what you're born with. Gender is how you identify. Sex is your
organ. How many people do we think have gone through these operations, like in
no, you don't have to go through an operation. No. See, again, you're staying with sex. This is not about genitals. This is about how your gender. This is about how you identify. This is totally different from what parts are going where. That's where
right.
That's the complete line down the middle of that.
All right, well, we can put a cap on it for now because 18 after the hour. O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left in your battery? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you out. Their professional parts people will test your battery free. If it does need to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right one to fit your car. Superstart batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone taps, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Have Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's now 23 after the hour. It's Monday, the 11th of October. Howdy do. The DJV program in progress with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner is going to be here to keep your contact information up to date right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so let's get at it here and find out what has got people all flubbed up over the weekend. Other than the James Bond movie, and it didn't do as well the box office as people thought it was going to. I wonder what the word of mouth is going to be. Meanwhile, there's a surprise for Britney, and it isn't that her father has taken a long walk off a short pier, although that would probably be nice for everybody. What has her husband-to-be done for her?
He got her a new puppy, and it is so adorable. It's a little Doberman. They announced it on social media. It was one of Sam Asghari's posts, and the video, you can hear Brittany saying, introduce the new family member, and he's like, here is Portia, and she's meant to unconditionally love you, and is going to be trained to protect you from any expletive deleted who come around you with bad intentions.
The puppy is so adorable.
So cute.
Oh, my gosh. So cute.
So, well, those dogs aren't normally kind of cute when they're little. They aren't cute when they grow up. So what is there
they're
about?
Tough. You don't think Doberman are cute? Oh,
no.
I think they're
oh my
so
God,
cute.
I think they're beautiful.
No. Well, but
they're stunning.
To each his own. At any rate, it's nice because he's solidifying his position of wanting to take care of her, wanting to provide for her, wanting to help her, wanting her to feel good, which is cool.
Yeah.
All right, Tom Cruise. Oh, is that the Dodgers game? What do you throw the first pitch?
He does not. I laughed so hard. It does not look like. I mean, it looked like Tom Cruise's like heftier older brother or uncle or something.
Really? He looked bad?
Yeah.
I don't know. He kind of puffy.
Yeah, it just looked bad for normal people, but it just looked bad for Tom Cruise. Yeah, he was at the Giants game in San Francisco. Well, not Giants, Giants Dodgers, but in San
Francisco. Yeah. I was honestly half wondering if he had a little bit of work done, like maybe some filler injectables in his face, because he looked hydrated and well rested and a little puffy.
Yeah, he was just in these pictures.
Yeah, there was also this like injury on the side of his face near his ear, which a lot of people were speculating, like, ooh, was that something from the latest Mission Impossible movie? He does his own stunts.
We have a local news guy from Channel 11 who started tweeting about it. So he and I were tweeting back and forth about it, like, are you sure that's really Tom Cruise, not just like a lookalike, like a cheap lookalike?
It's a stunt double. Nobody noticed.
Ooh, and he's loaded.
And Tom Cruise is looking amazing. All of the people recognized him, and they're fawning over him and wanting to talk with him, and he's talking with the fans, carrying on conversations, doesn't seem annoyed, seems very engaged with
he's
everybody.
He's been very good about that.
I hope he shows up again, because the Dodgers won 9-2 at the game he was at, so I hope he's there tonight.
Yeah. Slaughtered.
Was he at the game with Danny Glover? Did they go together?
I don't believe so. No, they just saw each other.
They were there. Yeah. Okay, well, that's cool. All right, there it is. Something for us to chew about. Did he or didn't he is the question. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mitsubishi Motors will use an evolved version of a super all-wheel drive control, SAWC, system in its plug-in hybrid models of the all-new Outlander crossover SUV, which is scheduled for launch in Japan in the second half of the fiscal year, and in the U.S. in the second half of 2022. The new SAWC Integrated Vehicle Dynamics Control System will provide safe, secure, and comfortable driving in various weather and road conditions. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Just 2 days after the Southwest Pilots Union asked a federal judge to block the company's vaccine mandate, the airline canceled 1,800 flights this weekend, blaming bad weather. The FAA said bad weather and staffing issues in Florida contributed to a few hours of flight delays on Friday. Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard slammed President Biden's immigration policies on Fox News Saturday, which she said had serious humanitarian and national security consequences. National Guardsmen are being fired upon by people on the Mexico side of the border.
That these drug cartels, these human traffickers, they are incredibly emboldened to the point where they feel that they can do this without consequence, where they feel they can continue profiting off of trafficking people across these borders that are essentially open. The Biden-Harris administration has an open-door policy at the border. And it doesn't matter how many times Secretary Blinken or Kamala Harris or anyone from the administration says, don't come across the border. The reality is that people are being let in and crossing the border.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Rich Santo.
Sandovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After 100 days of extreme pandemic lockdown measures in Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the lifting of some restrictions Monday.
Today is a day so many have been looking forward to. A day when the things we take for granted we'll celebrate. Being with family and friends, getting a haircut, grabbing a meal together, going to the pub and having a beer with your mates. These are things that across New South Wales and particularly in Sydney, people will be able to do again today. And I know all around the country that will be true.
With a population of nearly 26 million people, roughly 1,500 Australian souls have been lost to COVID-19 complications. With nearly 200 prisoners released from New York's Rikers Island, Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul praised her own decision. Now with nearly a dozen of those rearrested, it appears some of these folks were not thankful for her mercy. New York City Councilman Joe Borelli says the Big Apple's crime wave isn't going to stop as long as the same leadership philosophies of minimal consequences are being applied to criminals.
Well, we'll meet the new boss same as the old boss. You know, she's someone who grew up in politics trying to frame herself as a moderate Democrat, but now she finds herself facing a very real primary in June against bona fide progressives down in New York City. So she's doing everything she can in this brief period of time to appeal to the fringe far left. And one of those is adopting this, you know, close Rikers, let people out of jail mantra, where we're releasing people, even though in many cases these are known gang members.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
All right, 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program with D being Doug and J being Jennifer and Jay and V being Victoria on the air. Everything is lining up well for you today. I hope it's sort of a quasi-holiday. A lot of people trying to travel. It's in Boston. Normally the marathon is run on Patriots Day, which is it's a holiday just in Massachusetts. And that didn't happen because of the obvious. So they moved it to today. But the only reason they did it is because today, whatever the name of the holiday is, whatever the name of the day is, it is a slight traffic day in terms of business, people going into work in Boston itself or along the route, which takes it through five or six towns, including the town I live in, Framingham. And so there are lots of people talking about that today. Isn't that exciting? What are they going to do next April? All of that sort of thing just kind of shows you how disruptive all of this stuff has been. It's just another example of hundreds, if not thousands, of things that have been disrupted because of the Chinese government's virus that still is. Everywhere you look, there's still a story about what Pfizer's doing, what Moderna's doing. You got a shot. Does it hurt your arm? Does it hurt your body? It's become the most disruptive of all the things that have disrupted my life. Vietnam would probably be the first one that disrupted my life. My mother dying was the second thing disrupted my life. You get to, down the line, you can pick and choose. But certainly, this has been this last year and a half for me, for you, for everybody, the most unnecessary, unyielding disruption in our lives. And I think part of it has to do with our perception of how to deal with things and how strong we are or we aren't. Anyway, I see that Pfizer is going to vaccinate an entire Brazilian city to study the effectiveness of the vaccines. How comfortable does that make all of us who have had Pfizer vaccines?
Well, forget that. How about the poor village?
Yeah.
The village,
right, exactly.
Like,
how do they
decide? The Petri dish.
It takes a village to test a vaccine. Anyway, I don't understand.
I think the reason that they're doing it is because all of the initial studies were in a lab setting, which, you know, it eliminates any type of variables. Like, you know, if you're a sample sitting in a lab, you're not going to go to a movie theater and you're not going to go out to dinner. So it's really difficult to test the real world effectiveness. And that's why at six, you know, you and I were all, you got your booster. I'm getting close to my 6 month mark. And we kind of still don't really know, well, how much immunity do we have? Do we have a lot? Did
yeah,
it
we don't.
Off?
No.
And so
yeah.
That's why, then the reason we don't have an answer is because they've never been able to do a real-life study. So now they're going to have one whole town, and 98% of the population's already gotten their first dose, and then they're just going to now follow everybody for 1 year and see how many antibodies they have after a year.
But again, how does that make us feel? I want to go get a Moderna shot now, even though I'm
no,
I can't.
You can't do that.
No, I'm just saying, but I want to be as protected. That's why I took the flu shot.
But see, that's the thing. But
never
see,
had a flu shot in my life, but I took one because I wanted to have a little more protection. And I don't think.
And again, a lot of doctors are actually, you know, my doctor has never pushed me to get a flu shot, but she said, you know, she said this year you might want to get one. And I said, you know, it's true. A lot of doctors are saying that this year would actually be an important year. But see, the reason that you even think that you want a Moderna extra booster now is because we don't have this real life data yet. And so that's why this study will be very important, because they'll have real answers after 6 months and 8 months.
In Toledo, Brazil, population 143,000. So that's a pretty good sized study, actually.
Yeah.
And so they've had plenty of deaths. They did not handle it in Brazil well at the beginning. They've had as many deaths down there as we've had here. They didn't do a good job at all with it. But now they're taking the bull by the horns, if you will. And so you see how it all shakes out. But I don't think those of us who, again, had that vaccine feel particularly great about having had it. The fact that today is whatever it is a day that normally used to, when I was a kid, I remember there were three or four days during the year when the car dealers would have big sales, and Macy's and Feline's would have
no
big sales.
No cars anymore, though.
Yeah, well, it was that.
My mom's been trying to buy a car. Can't do it. Can't even test drive a car. They're just
you can get like a Fred
ridiculous.
Flintstone car if you and she want to put your feet on the road and make it work, because there are no chips to make anything work. So,
And here we are. We're still in this thing, and we're still dependent. Where are the people here who are making chips in America? I dare say there's not one company in America making chips.
Well, Apple makes their own chip, but Apple... That's
in America?
Most of the chip is made... Yeah, the M1 is their new processor, and most of that is... All those components are mostly made here. But some of the mining still has to take place, you know, in Asia. But we also have Intel has had their big chip factory in Arizona. They're expanding on it now, but they've been making chips. It's just it isn't like one chip does all, you know. You have to specifically make things
I get that. So why become, this is the question I've
had. We're moving
away
from being dependent on China for chips, for sure.
Yeah.
This is why if you have an old clunker car, people want it, because they don't want to deal with chips and stuff.
I have a 2000... I have a 2010 Range Rover LR4, which is the boxy-looking thing that I have in California. And Brennan's been driving it, but not a lot. And so a couple of things happened to it. And Brennan brought it to a place to have it checked out and see how much it would cost to get it fixed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I happen to quite like the car, and I don't want to get rid of it because it's really held together well. It's got 143,000 miles on it, something. Nothing serious for a car that's that old. It just feels good. It's a solid, strong car that performs well. And there are a couple of things. this Russian mechanic gave him an estimate of $3,600 to fix the car. And so we were looking at it. I had him send me the overview of what was supposed to be, what was needed and what needed to be done and the rates that he was charging. It was ridiculous. So I said, we're not going to do that. When I come out next week, we'll take it around. But I'm not as comfortable there because I don't know as many people who do this sort of thing. But I do know a few people. But I also have a gut feeling myself of what needs to be done versus what not to be done. But Brendan, just for curiosity's sake, brought it to a CarMax to see what they'd give us for the car. And the price, it turned out that it was more than what I paid for it when bought it from a friend.
It's a great time to sell a used car.
It's I have a friend that runs an auto group here in Massachusetts, and he's got a couple of dealerships in New York. And instead of making an average of $1,000 a vehicle, they're making an average of $3,000 a vehicle because there was a perfect example here. The local, the guy's name is McGovern. McGovern Ford in Framingham had a 2019 Ford F450 that sold new in 2019 for $64,500. It's on the lot one day at $79,000 and gets scooped up. That shows you. People that are, you know, the about half the cars that are sold today are sold and financed. And financing, you know, the financing is cheap. The interest rate is cheap. And so they're doing a road office, land office, box, I don't know, whatever the expression is. They're making a lot of money on what they call the sales fee. It's kind of amazing. And so when I look around at what's going on today, car dealers and department stores, they want nothing to do with the so-called holiday. They're moving away from these big sales events in general, but are eager to distance themselves from this, what they call disputatious federal holiday, which is a great, I like that better than indigenous people, frankly. And the last thing, the culture wars that we find ourselves in today are huge, and these people don't want anything to do with that, so they just stay away from it. So I think you'll see very little sales activity today with the big box
stores. I don't even know anyone who has off today except public schools. Right. I've never worked for any.
Even them. Not every public school, that's for sure.
I've never worked for a company where I've had that day off, so I never know who has today off.
Well, it's good. Jay, what'd you say? What are they doing down in Nashville?
Oh, no, I just said we always had school growing up.
Yeah, did you? In Cleveland. Yeah. Well, I just think it's you know, you get kind of cooked. Southwest Airlines, if you're traveling for the weekend, you can probably assure yourself that you can find another way of doing it. What they haven't done, so they had, what, I think about 1,800 cancellations over the weekend. They've got a huge problem.
Right? They did not publicize this. It was a very blacked out.
Well, they blamed
story.
It on Florida's bad weather. That's bunkum.
No, air traffic control walked off because of the vaccine mandates. And they had all of these flight cancellations. And it's the funniest thing because the news media has not picked it up. But that's exactly what happened.
Didn't American and United and everybody else?
No, they all did. But Southwest was extremely
impressive. No, 1,800.
American
had 60 cancellations in the same period.
Correct. But Jacksonville, American had cancellations as well, yes. But the reason that it was even worse for Southwest is because they had some employees walk off the job.
They had
pilots walk off the job. So it was not only air traffic control, but also a problem within Southwest Airlines itself. So it became quite the problem for them.
I wonder why it isn't both American and Southwest headquarters Houston, American's Dallas, why American doesn't have the same problem, even though they do have a problem. There's no question that the pilots
American
union.
And Jay, I don't know what you saw online, but I think American had a few walk-offs too this weekend, just not to the extent of Southwest, I think.
Yeah, I didn't see anything about American, just Southwest. Southwest was rough.
There were 60 some odd cancellations of American flights, mostly out of Miami, because that's where the problem has been in Florida to a point. But it's been everywhere. But I go back to what I said, excuse me, a few minutes ago when I was talking about how disruptive this whole thing has been to all of us. And in terms of your lives, everybody might want to think about what has been, other than perhaps the death of somebody that's very close to you in your life, think about anything else in your life that's been as disruptive as this past year and a half. And I challenge you to come up with something that has been, in general, more disruptive than this, because I don't think you're going to find it. It fortunately for me, knock on wood, really not upset my life in the cloister where I live here on the farm, but it's upset me in terms of traveling to be with the rest of my family and to do other things. And I take that as, that's a huge disruption. Not being as much as I want to be around, and I always have been around my family, to not be around them, and I think probably a lot of people would think that same thing as well. It's just, there isn't anything we can do about it at this point, except sort of redouble our efforts and be conscious of what the problem is, why it is, and what we do about it. And I don't feel this, I don't feel a huge, maybe in talking about a correct way to refer to people in this kind of huge politically correct movement that we find ourselves in. Where's the correction, the course correction for fixing what caused this problem in the first place? I don't feel it. I know people are becoming, we just talked about the chips and stuff, and we're moving a little bit away from the Chinese here and a little bit there, but there's not a huge, huge acknowledgement of them being the problem and us not acknowledging it and doing something about it. We're flat-footed when it comes to that, and I think it's a huge problem. 47 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Check this out. It's Tech Talk time, Monday, the 11th of October. And we are at it. When I say we, I mean me and her. I am, how's that? I am at it and you're at it, but not me. Okay, so Victoria Keelan has the update on Google and YouTube and their advertising policy.
Yeah, so they've both announced a new policy that prohibits climate deniers from being able to monetize their content on both Google and YouTube. And so the reason that this matters is this is one of the most aggressive measures against that any major tech platform has taken yet to combat climate change misinformation. Google advertisers and publishers, as well as YouTube creators, will be prohibited from making any ad revenue off of content referring to climate change as a hoax or a scam, claims denying that long-term trends show that global climate is warming, and that claims denying that greenhouse gas emissions or human activity contribute to climate change. Those are the new parameters. So ads and monetization will still be allowed to run alongside other climate-related topics, like public debates on climate policy, the impacts of climate change, new research around the issue. But Google said that they're making these changes in response to frustration from advertisers and content creators about their messages appearing alongside climate denialism. So basically, if you are a scientist or a researcher, or if you have a, you know, even if you're just, you know, a student in school talking about climate change, and you're putting out content that's been monetized because it gets a lot of views, what's happening is the way their algorithms go is as soon as you put something that's about climate change, let's say, you know, the oceans warming and glaciers collapsing, and then right next to that, there will be some fake video that shows that none of that ever happened. And so that's what Google and YouTube are trying to avoid now, because a lot of creators are saying, well, look, I'm trying to monetize my content, and you've got this crap sitting next to my stuff that is scientifically backed, and now you've got a lot of, you know, wackadoos who are just climate deniers and wanting to, you know, stir up trouble. So The Google says they're going to start this next month. They're not actually the first ones to do this. Google and YouTube are taking the strongest stance, but back in February, Facebook, which, you know, we know has been in the hot seat for a while now, they expanded an online portal that was meant to counter misinformation about climate change. But again, everything that Facebook, you know, that I've examined, everything they try to do to keep up with what the public wants them to do, it usually falls very short. So I don't think anyone's using the portal on Facebook about climate change and misinformation, because Facebook is the source and profiteers of misinformation. So that's where we are right now.
I think there's a lot of the question I would have about that is who decides at Google or elsewhere what is there are a lot of climate deniers who've got their head right up there, you know what,
yeah,
and they're out of their minds. And then there are other people who have contributions to make that may be of some factual relevance. And so who is it there that decides it's back
they have,
to?
They listed a whole, that's a good question. They listed a whole group of organizations that are helping to fact check things. So you'll have a mix of like National Geographic and NOAA and the Weather Channel, and you'll have a whole bunch of different groups of people and organizations that are setting the parameters for this has been widely accepted. And they're not going with like minute things that have barely been discussed. I mean, these are broad concepts that have been widely accepted in the scientific community for, you know, 30, 40 years, and those are the parameters that they're setting. So we'll see where it goes. I mean, there's going to be backlash from everybody. Everything's backlash now, right?
Yep.
Can't do anything, so we'll
see. Sure is. All right, Instagram in our focus right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so what's up at Instagram, Victoria?
Well, Instagram is going to introduce a new measure that they say will nudge teenagers away from harmful content and encourage them to, quote-unquote, take a break from the platform. They said, we're going to introduce something which we think will make a considerable difference, which is where our systems see that teenagers looking at the same content over and over, and it's content which may not be conducive to their well-being, we will nudge them to take a look at other content and take a break from that. So, essentially, as we know, this is especially horrible for teenage girls. Instagram has been, and that's what the Facebook whistleblower has talked about. That's not the first time we've heard that, though. Her testimony is certainly nothing new. We know how harmful it can be when kids sit on Instagram all day long, scrolling and looking at other people's perfect lives. It affects your mental health.
All right, there it is, the overview of two very important technology stories that relate to all of us at 59.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.